We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Marika Chisholm. Marika, how are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hey, it is a pleasure to have you here. We're going to talk about hire. But before we talk I knew you're excited about that. But
Very excited.
Before we talk about hire, give us a little background on Marika as a worship leader and who you really are.
All right, Marika is a mom, she is a sister, she is, yes, a worship leader, a minister of music, she's a minister, she's an intercessor. Oh my gosh, she's a lot. I am a native of Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm still here in Atlanta. I've been singing professionally for probably 20 years now, so I'm just grateful that I'm still here and God is still opening doors and he's still, you know, moving for me and in my life.
Where'd you get the name the Duchess of Praise from?
Oh, gosh. so I used to sing background for Vashon Mitchell years ago. His album was Turning Around for Me and Nobody Greater. And we were just laughing one day, and he was calling names and was like, I'm going to be the Emperor of Praise. And we talked about Byron Cage being the Prince of Praise. And he was like, you're going to be the Duchess of Worship. I said, okay, sure. So from that conversation, he started calling me that when we went out. And people really just started calling me the Duchess of Worship. And I was like, okay, well, I'll take it.
A very, very great name. I love it. I love it. Simply Worship, your debut album. Tell us about that.
So Simply Worship was 10 years ago. My Lord. I recorded that on July 23rd, 2011. And it came from me wanting to, I was having a hard time finding worship music for my praise team. So I wanted to, you know, produce an album of singable songs that people could sing at their church. So that's where Simply Worship came from.
Okay. What do you mean when you say, my assignment is to help the saints of God to move to another dimension in worship?
So quite simply, it is so that the saints will go from a Simon Says type of worship to a worship where it is coming from the heart. It exudes from everything in them. Then people, you know, if the worship leader says lift their hands, that's when they lift them. Or tell them thank you, then they tell them thank you. But this is more, you know, my assignment is to help cultivate a worship experience and help people navigate through whatever it is that they're going through to remember that worship really will help fight, you know, for you. And when you worship, he fights. That's
okay.
The long version.
Okay. Tell us about Hire. What type of song is that?
Oh, gosh. It's about when you hear the first note, you're going to start moving. Your head is going to start bopping. It is a good groove. It's going to remind you of, you know, some good 70s, you know, type of funk, praise and worship funk.
I hear you.
But it is, I found that song on YouTube years ago from West Angeles Church of God in Christ.
Wow.
And my producer wanted to, give it a different vibe. So I'm grateful for it. It's a different vibe. It's a bop. It's a good praise and worship number that, again, you can sing at your church.
How does one become a praise and worship leader?
First, hopefully you can sing. Let's start there.
Well, I'm out.
Touch them, God. You can worship at your house. It's quite all right.
All right.
And then you have to have a relationship with the Lord. It is difficult to go anywhere where you still need direction. You are able to get to your home from your job because you go there frequently, and you don't need GPS to get you there. A worshiper is supposed to be able to guide people into God's presence and not still need direction. So if you have relationship with the Lord, that's the biggest key.
This fall, you're going to have an album, Seeker?
Yes.
Yes.
So July 30th, we recorded the album Seeker, and Higher is the very first single from that album. So I'm so excited about that. Top of the year, we are coming out with Seeker, and it, again, is worship material. One of the songs is going to give you Tina Turner. One of the songs will give you Andre Crouch. Higher is giving you, you know, Candy Girls. It's a full body of work that will ensure from beginning to end that you worship, that you praise, that you just seek God.
That brings me to my next question, and you may have answered it, but who is Marika Chisholm?
Marika is a worshiper. I just love the Lord. I'm grateful for, you know, being able to bring God's people into an awareness of his presence. That's really who I am. Of course, I'm a mom. I just left my son's football game, and I'm screaming and hollering, you know, going on out there. And, mm-hmm. I'm a woman, so I love shoes. What woman doesn't like shoes?
Right.
<You know? laughs> So I'm all of those things. I'm multifaceted, but I am woman. I'm a black woman who, you know, who falls into that category of most black women who, you know, we are multifaceted.
It's our guest, Marika Chisholm. She has an album that's going to come out. It's called Seeker, and she has a new single, which is called Higher. You're going to have to check that out.
Absolutely.
Where can one find you on social media platforms?
Oh, absolutely. On everything. It's very simply Marika Sings. And that's MarikaSings. And that's on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook. Marika Sings. Please don't be a stranger. If you follow me, I will follow you back. My website is marikachisholm.com, and that's MarikaChisholm.com. And I would love to come to your church to minister virtually or in person, whichever you guys are doing.
Since you mentioned virtual, how has COVID impacted you and your ministry?
Oh, gosh. I am a minister of music at the Olivet Church. Shout out Olivet Church in Danville, Georgia. And it has affected us a lot. We have had to learn to pivot, you know. I am a church girl, so singing to nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has been something different. Singing to, you know, stems and bringing in singers. And come on, saints. I know, you know, nobody's here, but it's no distance in the spirit. You know, put in the chat box below, God is good, virtually welcome your neighbors. That's a lot when we've been, you know, used to for the last however many years. I'm 40 years old, so for 40 years I've been going to church every single Sunday. And now I go to church twice a month because I on Thursday, and that's it.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
So it has affected us. But you know what it made us do? It's also made us perfect our craft, because what sounds good on Sunday, oh my gosh, that playback is going to tell the story. You know, mm-hmm. You can tell, you know, where you need to rehearse more, and maybe we need to add another alto here or add another soprano here or whatever the case is. So that's how COVID has affected us currently.
Can you imagine when COVID is over, how the church is going to be, how people are going to come back to church?
If they come back to church. So I still minister at different churches. And what I've noticed is people have been so used to watching online that they still watch online. They can come back to church.
Oh, is that right? They are choosing
not to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's one of those where, again, you got to pivot again. So even during in-person worship, you're having to say, for our followers and for our members that are virtually worshiping with us, thank you. And you have to take time and talk to those people that are, you know, virtually worshiping and all of that. So it's still, you got to pivot still. Because I just believe church is over how we are used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not on 2 years.
Yeah.
That I've been here. And for, like, my grandparents are older. Like, no time from. So you have to deal with those people with existing conditions and, you know, all that, that still don't want to go around people yet.
Right. You know what I mean? Wow. Marika, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us, and may God continue to bless you. And once again, Higher is a single. And
thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate every single platform. I don't take any of that for granted. So thank you.
Thank you so much, and may God continue to bless you, Marika. It's our guest, Marika Chisholm. The album's going to come out soon. It's called Seeker. And right now, you can go to any platform and pick up Higher.
Absolutely.